we understanding him, we living for him. He's the one helping us. He's the one that has to ordain us for our life. He's the one showing us the way. He's the one guiding us. There is no way without God. There is no way without Yeshua Jesus. There's no way. There's no other way. Ain't no other way. You can't make up a way. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope everybody doing good today, you know. Hope everything going well for y'all. I got some good news for everybody, you know. I used to always think about, you know, driving trucks and everything, you know, just thinking about, you know, like, I always thought that I should, but I didn't know that I would, you know, because certain truck companies, you know, you got the good and the bad, you know, and, you know, I've been working for this company, this one company for years, so it's like I wanted to do it, but then, you know, my license had got messed up. Far as like, you know, speeding tickets and stuff like that, I had that going on at the time. And like, you know, it's just, you know, God got everything planned for us at the right season. You know, it's like every season may not be your season. You know, sometimes it takes time for you to build up, to grow, to learn, you know, to master whatever, you know, God needs you to master, because y'all know we live on this earth to learn, you know, in order to better ourselves, because we can't go to heaven, you know, with bad intentions and, you know, a bad mindset. So, you know, God fits us up every time. So, like, what I was saying was, basically, God blessed me with, you know, a truck job, and I'm so thankful. I had a prophecy from my apostle, Apostle Rosalyn, which is my mother and God, which I just found out also, which is some great news, you know. And I know y'all probably can't really hear me because I'm on my headset, so I'm not really doing it from my mic that's at home. But hopefully, you know, it's clear enough where y'all can hear me, understand me. But yeah, she basically, you know, I was praying to God, asking him, you know, do we want me to get this job? You know, go for the trucking job. And it's like I wasn't hearing from him, you know, like, but I felt deeply in my heart, like, you know, he wanted me to do it because I felt like he was, you know, blessing me and also, you know, saving me from the situations that I was going through. So, you know, so I end up telling my wife to ask Pastor Rosalyn, and, you know, She told me, like, before she told me, I had already accepted the job, you know, because, like, the thing is with this job, you can accept it, but you can also, you know, you get 2 weeks to decline it. That's so I was blessed to have it in that, you know, situation, have those options. So I accepted it, you know, because I felt in my heart that God wanted me to do it. But, you know, I just needed that confirmation, like, do you really want me to do it? Because, you know, my schedule changed, everything changed, so I just figured, you know, why not? Why not just go for it, see what it's about, you know? And also my friend, which I call my brother, he also was telling me, you know, a long time ago to do it. And I was, you know, I considered it. I was listening. But, you know, I also knew that I had the ticket, which I was telling him, like, you know, I got the ticket, so I got to wait till that fall off. But I also attempted the year before that to try to get the job, but they told me to wait until the ticket fall off. So I told him that, and he was like, okay, man, you know, just don't forget, like, you know, come out. So I said, okay, you know. And then, you know, then so also once my wife told Apostle Rosalyn, you know, that to ask God, you know, it's the job for me, he said yes, you know. He said yes, I was excited. And it just took me to the next level as far as, like, wanting to really study, you know, and want to really do the job and want to really, you know, embrace everything that God has blessed me with and, you know, prepare me for. So, like, I'm happy, y'all, you know, like, like, I'm so happy. Like, this, like, the best job, you know, like, God know me and he knows, you know, sometimes it's like the things that you are running from are the things that you're not trying to indulge in are the best things for you if it's positive, not negative, you know, if it's a good thing, you know, like, it's nothing bad with truck driving, it's nothing bad with driving trucks, it's nothing bad with it, but I used to always, like, run from it, like, you know, just didn't want to indulge in it, And I was shocked, but not really surprised that God said that it was me, because I felt in my heart that, after I was praying to him, that it was. But I was just shocked, like, wow, it really was. And I was just telling my wife, like, I've been running from truck driving for years, like, before I met her. So it's like, to do it now, it's like, what in my mind, it's like, what was I ever running from? Like, why was I running from this? Like, it's not even hard, it's easy, It's just, the a learning experience. It's like another journey in your life, you're just learning. And I also like to see things out, out here where I live at. So it's like, I don't travel from state to state. I travel in the state, in close cities to where I actually work at and live at. So it's like, it's not being away from my family, So it's like, it's a great job. And I would just be out here thinking, just thinking like, man, why did I even run from this? Like, this is the greatest job you could have, Nobody on your back, nobody sweating you, you just get the trips, you do your trips, drive safe, do the right thing, and everything could be great for you. So I told myself, like, once I get situated with this whole learning experience and learning, what I'm saying, while I'm going and doing things, I said I'm gonna come back to my podcast. That's the reason why, like, I've been off and on the podcast. Like, every time I come back, I tell y'all, like, I'm here to stay, and all this. But, life happens, and sometimes it's hard to maintain doing it. But I need to stay consistent, because I know you guys really enjoy listening to my podcast, and I know a lot of y'all learning, and God blessed me with that gift to be able to, speak to you all and be able to motivate you and inspire you, and also, let you know about God, and that you should come to God and live for God, turn your life around, because, we go through so much stuff. But I'm so thankful that, God blessed me with this job. But also, we look at life differently, but once you come to God, you'll find your brothers and sisters, your brethren, you'll find them all on your journey throughout this life. And when you find them, you know what I'm saying? Some of them might not be with God yet. Some of them might be with God, but some might not be. But your job is to, if they're not with God, your job is to let them know about God. Let them know what God did for you in your journey. Tell them your testimonies, Tell them your experience. Tell them what God got you through, so God can get the glory, and they can see God's glory, and they can see how God bless you. And then you let them know that God loved them, and God can bless them also. It's like you building them up. You're taking all the negativity and all the bad spirits out of them, and you're building them up to want to. But you can't make them. You can't force them, And I know it hurts that, you want to tell your close relatives stuff, but sometimes, they listen, sometimes they don't, So it's like, it's either you just got to do it, because like Yeshua, which is Jesus Christ, he was telling his disciples, like telling them, he was teaching them as they was traveling with him, that he was teaching them things and letting them know, the good and the bad, the difference between these people and what God want. He was telling them everything, so when he's not there, they're aware, they know, and they spread the message when he leave. So he knew someone would stay, and he knew someone would not stay. He knew someone would listen, and he knew someone would not listen. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the same thing. You got some people that's gonna listen, take heed into what you're saying, and then you got some people that's not gonna listen, and they, you know what I'm saying, they may fall off. But we pray for them, and we ask God to forgive them and have mercy on them, So it's like, you building yourself when you're praying for other people. You growing, and when you're teaching people, if you don't want to call it teaching, when you what can I call it? When you're explaining to people, about God, and when you're telling people about your testimonies, you giving them encouragement, to want to do something, to want to change, So it's like, no one forced you into God. You know what I'm saying? God called us. So the ones that are chosen and got called, we are used as vessels to work for God. And so the only way you can work for God is to stay in your Bible and read your Bible. You can't work from God from your own mind. You can't work from God from your own heart. A lot of people on this earth got good hearts, but They don't have the knowledge and the wisdom that God want them to have in order to teach somebody and help somebody. So how can you without God being involved? You can't. You know what I'm saying? Without having the Holy Spirit convict you of the things to change, and you know what I'm saying, to fix you up, to make you pure, and with wisdom and knowledge and holy, you know, because yeah, you got a good heart and you want to help people and do this, but even the wicked people do can help people. You know what I'm saying? Even the evil people can help people. They got their own little charities. They got their own little things going on, but they wicked in their heart. You know what I'm saying? But they giving. You know what I'm saying? They giving, and so you think that they pure, and you think that, you know what I'm saying, everything is good because this person giving, but you don't know the evil that people do behind closed doors. You don't know, you know what I'm saying, the things that people do without you being around. All you know is what you see. You know what I'm saying? They giving, they doing this. So like that part right there, you know, you gotta, it's not pure and it's not accurate without God and the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So the closest thing to us learning how to do these things is through God and the Holy Spirit and reading the Bible and learning what Yeshua Jesus Christ done, what he did already. You know what I'm saying? You have to take that and use that as your way, as your guidance, you know? So that way you're putting people on the right path and not the wrong path, you know? So, but you can't get too mighty of yourself. You can't get too prideful of yourself. You can't get to the point to where you feel like you're over somebody. Are you take you like you can't, you know how on social media they got like followers and subscribers and stuff like that. Like those type of things, you can't feel superior over people. Your job is to help them grow, to help them learn. You know what I'm saying? To fit help fix them up. But God is the Godhead. You know what I'm saying? God is the one. God is the only one that can actually change that person. You know? He's the only one that can actually fix that person up the way he fits you up. You know? But all you can do is do what someone has done for you. You know what I'm saying? Taught you know what I'm saying, what God wants, how God wants you to move, or what you read in the Bible, you know, what you read in those verses in the scriptures. So to that point, we all have to work the way God wants us to work in order to work for God, in order to help people, you know, because the world got their own ways of how they do things. You got a lot of people out here that motivate and inspire people. And yeah, it's good, but the people, they will find themselves empty when they listen to these people, you know? Because yeah, it worked for a time and a time and a time, but once that time is over with and it's a new season, it's back to reality in their mind because they was never, what was I going? They was never cleaned by the Holy Spirit. They never repented for their sins. They never repented for any wrongdoings they done. You can't mix good with bad. You can't mix bad with good. It don't work. It don't correlate. They're not the same. It's the difference, you know? And you got a lot of people, like I said, you got wicked people that do good things, which like giving back and all these things, but they got a wicked heart and a wicked mind, and they got wicked ways, and they do wicked things. So what is that person? It's a wicked person, but they just a give back, you know? That's not good. You want to have a pure heart, a loving heart, a caring heart, and give back. You know what I'm saying? And do for others. And that way they see you. They see you physically doing something. And that way they're gonna feel how positive you are and how good of a heart you have. You clean on the inside and you clean on the outside. Some people just like to be clean on the outside to look good. Like the Bible say, you're gonna have wolves in sheep clothing. They're gonna look clean and good on the outside, but the inside is dirty, nasty, and just bad, you know? So you have to be careful of those wolves and sheep clothing, you know? We wanna live the way God wants us to live, not the way our mind tell us to live, not the way our heart tell us to live, not the way other people want us to live, society want us to live, the way God want us to live. That's the only way you have to live. That's the only way you're supposed to live. You know, you don't have to contradict yourself when you live for God. You don't have to You don't have to lie when you live for God. You know, everything is so true. You feel so good inside telling the truth. You feel so good inside being honest, you know, because when you're living in a world full of sin and you're doing bad things, it's like you got to paint this picture for other people so they can look at you as this type of person. When in reality, you're this type of person, you know? So with God, you don't have to do that. It's none of that. You are who you are on the inside and on the outside. No one has to tell me to do something for them. You know what I'm saying? I can do it for myself from out of my own heart because my heart is pure and clean. My heart wants to do that. You know what I'm saying? My heart wants to be clean. My heart wants to be pure, you know? So that's the situation. Your heart has to be there. Your heart has to be there. Sorry, your heart has to be there, you know? You can't not want to do it, you know? You can't not. It's once your heart is there and your mind is there, you're gonna like, okay, if somebody was walking behind me, you know, and I was opening up the door to a store. Most people, they won't open that door. You know what I'm saying? They'll open the door and go through, and they won't hold the door. They'll just go through. You know what I'm saying? Let theyself in. Forget about the other person. Me, on the other hand, I will open the door and hold the door for the other person. You see what I'm saying? And if that same person saw me do it, three things probably pop in their mind. They either say thank you and be polite and be nice and be, you know what I'm saying, happy that I did it. Or they'll walk in the store, don't say nothing, which usually happen in society now. Or the third thing, they'll say thank you. You know, people don't hold the door no more. They may say that, you know. So it's like it's different things that they probably would say, but it's different things that they probably would do, you know. So that right there for me opening up the door showed them that how my heart is. Because no one told me to do it. I did it, let alone on myself, you know, from my heart, from my mind, you know, being polite, being nice, being pure, you know what I'm saying? Showing love. So that right there, that person who was behind me, they probably was down. You know, they probably was down. They probably was having a bad day. And with me doing that, probably, you know, made their day better. Probably gave them like made them excited just for me doing a good thing for them like that they never get, you know what I'm saying, no more in society. So even another thing, like in public, when me and my wife in public, you know, like just out. Since I met my wife, and even before my wife, when I was dating other people and I had a car, I always opened the door for a woman. Always, you know? Always open the door for whoever I was dating because that's already in my heart. I didn't have my dad show me this. I didn't have my mom show me this. No one showed me this. You see what I'm saying? It's in my heart. It's in my heart to do it, you know? So when I had met my wife, I opened the door for her, you know? And she was shocked. And she told me. She said, "Babe, I think that I thought when you opened the door, I thought you was just doing that for the first day. I didn't think that you was gonna keep doing that this whole time." And I told her, I said, "That's what I always did. I did that before I met you. I did, you know what I'm saying? I always been that way. It was always in my heart. I always felt like any woman that I was dating, I should open the door for her. You know, why not?" So when we go in public, people stare when they see me open the door. And when they see me shut the door, they stare like, wow, like, you know, because it don't happen in society no more. And people think most guys, I don't know if older guys, but I know younger guys, they think that's not cool, you know. I mean, I don't know what type of woman you dating to not open the door for her. I mean, I wouldn't be dating a woman if I don't feel to open the door for her, you know. Like, I mean, I don't understand, but I do, you know. So like, and people may try to clown me and all that about it, but at the end of the day, I don't care. I know why I open the door for my woman. You don't have to open the door for your woman, but I know why I do it for my woman. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel good inside. You know what I'm saying? That's from my heart. You know what I'm saying? So, like I was saying, people who are wicked don't have good hearts because they are wicked. But they may give because they know when giving, good things come from giving. So they know. So it's like, okay, if I'm doing all this wicked stuff out here in the streets, doing all this stuff, I know if I give, something good will come from it. Then I won't get in trouble. That's how they think. That's how they mentality think. They think they can do this bad stuff and get away with by giving back. You know what I'm saying? It don't work like that. Some people, yeah, God bless them for giving because they got to give a heart, but the wicked, they will always have to pay for the wicked they do. No wicked person should prosper. No wicked person would leave this earth. If a wicked person leave this earth and don't pay their dues, they will pay their dues once they die. Trust me. You see what I'm saying? Once they leave this earth, they'll pay their dues. You're gonna pay your dues regardless of if it's here on earth or when you leave. You're gonna pay your dues for being wicked. So that's why you have to get cleaned up by God and the Holy Spirit in order to, you know what I'm saying, remove the bad and turn it into good. You know what I'm saying? Remove the bad karma and turn it into good karma. Yeah, it has to be replaced. You have to have good karma over bad karma always, you know? So people, a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like the way God works and the way He want us to be, you know, you can't think, if you think about heaven and you think about how, just think about how heaven would be. As you read the Bible and it's telling you about heaven and it's telling you about Jesus and it's telling you about God and it's telling you about the Holy Spirit, how do you think heaven would be? Do you think a wicked person would make it? Do you think a wicked person deserved to be there? You know? So you have to think about those things. So when you're doing things out here, you know what I'm saying, getting yourself in situations and you like questioning it, 9 times out of 10 is bad. Anything that you question is bad. You know what I'm saying? Majority of the time. So if you're out with your friends and you're hanging out and you just getting into God, because I had, you know what I'm saying, experiences myself, but a lot of experience myself, but when you out here, you know what I'm saying, and you living for God and you hanging around people that's not living for God, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get in bad situations that's gonna mess you up, you know? And those are things that you don't wanna be involved in. You don't wanna be involved in because, you know, God see you, God watching you, he's gonna see everything you do. You know, he wants you to be pure. Those people that you hanging around that's influenced you to do bad things, why can't you influence them to do good things? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to anybody that's listening? You know what I'm saying? Those same people that's showing you bad things to do, why can't you show them good things and they change? Just think about the aspect of that. If you're doing righteous things in your life and you change your life around and you know it's good and you know it feel good, and then you tell somebody who's doing bad things, hey, I don't think you should do that no more. Why can't they change? It's easier for them to persuade you to do something bad than for you to persuade them to do something good. You know? So that's why I'm trying to get at. That's why I'm trying to, you know, let y'all know. It's easy to influence somebody to do something bad. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they unaware that it's bad. But it's hard to teach somebody to do something good, you know, when they've been doing bad all their life. So most people are easily influenced to do bad things. So when you come around and you changing your life and they know you used to do the bad things, they still it's like they still don't want to change. Why is that? You know what I'm saying? And I used to question these things, and I found out that, you know, it's spirits inside of them that's allowing them to stay in that bondage, to stay in that situation, to stay stuck, you know, because they have to want the change. They have to want God to change them. Once they want God to change, once you want God to change you, are they, however y'all want it to be, once they want God to change them, they'll be changed, you know. Because they want it so bad, so much that they're doing all that they can to change. But people that's still caught up in what they caught up in, they got so much bad in them. They got so much, you know what I'm saying, their heart not pure. They done so much wrong that it's kind of hard for them to just change because of those spirits have been in their body for years, you know. And they don't know how to break the curses. They don't know how to rebuke those spirits, you know. So you have to be taught, you know. You have to be taught these things. You have to learn these things. And the walk with God is not easy, but it's worth every second of it. It's worth it. Everything that I go through, I love it. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I was in the world and I'm going through something bad, I hated it. You know what I'm saying? And we know hate is not a good word, but at the time, you know, I hated going through bad things when I wasn't a God. But now that I'm a God and I understand him and I understand why he do what he do, I don't understand everything, but you know, certain things I do, even though it's tough and it's hard and it's rough for me, I still go through it and I still fight through it because I know that God is gonna bless me, God is gonna help me, he's gonna lift me up. All my weight is on his shoulders. All my yoke is in his hands. He gave me his yoke, you know, and it's done. It's already done. I just have to walk through it, you know. Once something is done, if somebody tell you something is done, if all right, if all right, let's say this. Let's say this. If you got somebody that cut your grass, right? And they come ring your doorbell and they tell you it's done. In your mind, what you gonna do? You see what I'm saying? What you gonna do? You gonna go outside and you gonna check to see if it's done, right? Once you see if it's done, you may walk through to see if it's done. You ain't just gonna look around and be like, oh, you look lost. It's done. So you're gonna walk through your grass to make sure everything is cut the way you want it cut. It's done. Same thing with God. You're not gonna look around and be lost like, oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. No, it is done already. He said it's done. It's in scriptures, and it's in the verses, it's in the words. It's done. Once God says something is what it is, it is what it is. It is done. All you have to do is walk through whatever situations that come your way. Walk through those situations. Face those mountains. God will remove those mountains. Why? Because you have faith and belief that he will remove those mountains. So they will, it will, his will for your life will be done. You got to understand, God already orchestrated your life for you. He already made your life for you. He already ordained your life for you. You know? He already did all that he had to do for you. So you won't have no trouble. Jesus already came and died for our sins so we can overcome death. He already conquered it. So all we got to do is walk through the situations that we face on a daily. Why? Because we're walking with God. So what? Sinful things are going to come our way. But what we do, we pray. We fast. We talk to God. We ask God for his mercy. We ask God to give us strength. We ask God to build us up. You know? That's the only way. And by doing that, God know that we got faith and belief that he will do it. And what will happen? Yeshua, Jesus left what? The Holy Spirit to do what? To guide us, show us the way, to rebuild us, to clean us up, to fix us up for who? The kingdom. For what? To go home to God. To live the eternal life. So once you understand that this is a spiritual thing and a mental thing and no longer a physical thing, then you understand who God is and why he do what he do and why we go through what we go through. You know? You have to take yourself from out of the physical world into the spiritual world. You know? We're gonna see things and all that, but our mind mentally is bound to God. God's name is written on our foreheads. You know? God's name is written on our foreheads for a reason. Because why? We understand it. We understand him. We living for him. He's the one helping us. He's the one has to ordain us for our life. He's the one showing us the way. He's the one guiding us. There is no way without God. There is no way without Yeshua Jesus. There's no way. There's no other way. Ain't no other way. You can't make up a way. No one on this earth can make up another way to get to heaven. without Yeshua Jesus. I don't care what they talking about, what they say, Derry, you can't pave the way. You can't make the way. It's only one way. He tell you in scripture. He's the only way. You have to be guided by him and God's laws. The more you read, the more the Holy Spirit will help you. The more you read, the more you will feel convicted. The more you read, the more you will gain wisdom. The more you read, the more you will gain knowledge. Once you start gaining all these things, guess what's going to happen? That fear you had to go tell your family, that fear you had to go tell your friends, that fear you had to go tell those people at your job, wherever you was at, any experience you done, whatever you done did, it will no longer be there. That's how you know you are now moving spiritually, because that fear that you had to tell everyone that you was reading about God, you was learning about God, and God called you, and now you, guess what's going to happen? You done learned so much, it's just going to flow out in the middle of a conversation. You're going to be talking to somebody, and God's word just going to come out. You're going to shock yourself. And you might not catch yourself until the whole conversation over with. And you're going to walk away and be like, wow, I really just told this person about God. I didn't think it was going to come out. I didn't even know. That's what works. That's the power of God. That's how you know you're cleaning your spirit up. That's how you know you're cleaning your soul up, cleaning your mind up, changing what you learned from on this earth to what God is teaching you, how to move on this earth, how to live on this earth, how to come home. That's all you got to do. Question God, how? Father, how do I do this? How? Show me the way. Show me through scriptures. Tell me. Show me in the dream. Show me in the vision. Some way, somehow, show me through one of your prophets. Show me through one of your children. Show me through one of my brethren. God is going to show you some way, somehow, how to conquer what you ask him to conquer. He's just going to do it himself. However God want it done, it's going to be done. His will be done in your life. You have to allow him. You have to give him the rights. You have to give him, because he gave us our free will, which I truly believe is not a free will, because if you use it, you're not going to go the way that God wants you to go. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that this is how I feel. I feel that you should just give your life over to God and allow God's will to be done in your life and excuse that free will, because why would you think that you have a free will when you have a God that knows everything and created everything, you know? So I excuse it. It's no free will for me. It's God will. God, may God will be done in my life. May his will be done in my life, and his will only. That's the same thing Yeshua did when he was walking the earth. God will was done in his life. He did only what God wanted him to do, not what he wanted to do. When he wanted to give up, when he felt the burden got too tough on him, what he did? He didn't just give up. He prayed to God and begged God for mercy and to help him, sustain him, get him through the situation that he was facing, all that he was facing and going through, because it was getting too heavy for him, because he was carrying our burdens on his back. You know? So what he did what he had to do. He did what he only knew to do. He knew that it wasn't his will. He knew it was God's will. God's will was done in his life, so he walked through it. He did what he did. Same thing we have to do. Same thing we have to do. Same thing. We have to do it. It has to be done. God's love is real. God's will is real. God's ordainance is real. God's commandments, laws is real. And if you don't live by, then what are you living by? You know? The government and people around you, they got their own laws, they got their own wills, they got their own way of how they choose to live on the earth, how they feel to live on the earth. Why? Because if any of them ever read the Bible, they seen the word free will and they took that and ran with it. They seen the word that they are gods and they took that and ran with it and tried to live like God, just like the devil did. Wanted to live just like God and think that he is God. You can't do that. You can't contradict the word. You can't step over the word. You got to understand who you are and who is your father. You got to understand God. You got to understand him. If you don't understand him, then you will become bound to what other people are telling you, are showing you, and misconstrue words and misunderstand the meaning of things, and you will live this Pharisee life. You know what I'm saying? You will live this life that you think you run things. But when you really think about it, in reality, you don't run nothing. You don't wake yourself up. You don't wake yourself up. You didn't bring yourself to this earth. You didn't find the earth. You didn't put yourself in your mother belly. You didn't do any of these things. You didn't create the earth. How can you feel that you got your free will to do what you want when you didn't even create nothing here? This is temporary. With God and going home to heaven is eternal life. So how can you, who only been on the earth for such amount of years, figure that you have your own free will to do what you want on this earth when you don't? And God been here forever. No one else showed him nothing. He found it. He did what he did. He created it. He made it for what it was. He made the evil. He made the wicked. He made the evil spirits. He made the good sheep. He created it all. He created the waters, the sky, rainbow, the moon, the sun, animals, everything on this earth God created. And without God, no man can create anything. No man could create street lights without God. No man could create roads without God. No one can wake up without God. No one can drive without God. No one can move on this earth without God. No one can do anything without God. If God chose to wipe out the earth like he did in Noah's days, he can do it. If God chose for you not to wake up the next day, he can do it. Anything God choose, if he say it will be done. It will be done. Everything on this earth obeys God but the people. Animals obey God. It's written in scripture. How can everything else obey God and what God wanted to do? When the sun come out, it comes out because God told it to come out. When the moon comes out, it comes out because God told it to come out. When the rain comes down, God told it to come down. So how can everything obey God but his own children, his own people, the ones that he said will, what he said, the ones that he said will be just like him, will be the image of him. We are the image of God, but yet we the ones that disobey God and not listen to God. How? Someone is painting a picture for you. Who is that? The devil. And what he got? He got his children out here. He got his wickedness out here. He got his false doctrine out here. He got his laws out here. That's why I say you have to read, because once you read the Bible, it will show you the difference. You have to take those scriptures and take those verses and ask God and the Holy Spirit how and what does he mean? What does he mean in the scripture? He may not give it to you at the time, but sooner or later you will come back to that scripture. Someone will tell you. It will come. If you be patient and humble yourself and be patient, as he says in scripture, it will come. It will come. And you will know. And you will understand. And you will seek God more. You have to want it. You have to seek and you shall find. You know? That's what you have to do. Seek and you shall find. You will then understand. Like, I love when I read, because a lot of things I don't understand. But I know when I come back to it, I know when I get my teaching from my apostle, I know when my wife read and she understand, it would be explained to me and I'd be happy. I would have the confirmation. I would have the knowledge, and I then could take that knowledge and that confirmation, and I can distribute it out to everyone else, like you all on my podcast. So it's like, I love that, you know what I'm saying? Like, God is everything. My life is nothing without God. I can't walk or tell you anything without God. I wouldn't even have this knowledge without God. I wouldn't even have my wife without God. I wouldn't have this job without God, you know? So that's why I say God is the one at the end of the day who everyone will bow to. So if you haven't given your life over to God, if you haven't surrendered and told God to do his will in your life, and you no longer have the free will, and you believe in Yeshua Jesus Christ, then who are you? Who do you believe in? What do you believe in? What do you stand for? Who do you stand for? Why are you here? Why are you here? You know, that's what you have to question yourself. Who do I stand for? Who do I believe? Why am I here? With God, you don't have to see things to believe things. You know, because you would then learn how to decipher the good fruit, the good from the bad. You will learn, you know. So when someone is telling you, just like an example like this, if somebody tell me they got $1 million, right? They could tell me that all day. I don't have to see someone who has $1 million to believe that this person have $1 million. I don't have to see the $1 million to believe it. If this person got $1 million, I would know if they're lying to me or not by the fruit that they bear. That's all I need. That's all I need. I don't need nothing else to show me that this person got $1 million. This person don't have to go take their money out to show me they got it. It's from the fruit that they bear. That's all it is. That's all it is. So on this earth, you got people, oh, I gotta see to believe. They're not gonna believe you until they see what you're talking about. God, children, we don't have to see to believe. We understand a liar. We understand the bad fruit. You know, we know a good apple from a bad apple. We know a good banana from a bad banana. We know the difference. Like I said, it's the heart. Whatever's inside a person's heart is inside a person's mind, is inside a person's soul. And those spirits will carry on until they change, until they give their life to God, until they give their soul to God, until they give their free will to God. It will change once they do that. If they don't do that, it won't change. And their heart will forever be wet, rotten, like the fruit that they bear. So no one has to show me anything. No one has to show me nothing. Just like nobody owe me nothing. So that's how you decipher the difference. That's how you know the difference. The wicked will always be wicked until they get their soul and their life over to God. It's not many sheep walking the earth for God. It's more of them than us. It's always been more of them than us. But God likes to use the less. He don't need many. He can use less and get the job done. He don't need a lot of people. You don't have to save a lot of souls for God. As long as you save one, God will be satisfied. He'll be happy. You save none, but you try, God will be satisfied. But if you never try, how can God be satisfied? How can he be happy? You see what I'm saying? So that's the situation on what we're facing on this earth and how people live on this earth. So it's like the Bible said, it flipped. Bad is good, good is bad right now. That's the world that we're living in. So that tell you about a lot of people on this earth and how they think and where their heart set and how they move. That's what this tell you. That's what this tell you. That's what you should know. That's what's going on. Bad is good and good is bad. So when we go around this earth telling people about God, you know majority of the people that you're gonna deal with has a bad heart. So they're not gonna want to hear what you're saying. But at the same time, we still gonna present it. Why? Because it give us peace. Trust me and believe, when you tell somebody something about God, You're gonna, even if they don't receive it, you're gonna feel good. You're gonna feel satisfied that you've done something. You're gonna know you've done something good. You're gonna feel great. And at the end of the day, you're gonna know you've done your job for God. Because trust me, you don't wanna go home. And I've done this before. I went home before. I saw somebody and I felt in my heart to tell them something, but I just couldn't complete it. And we all gonna face it. We all gonna face it. But that's how it starts when you first walk with God. But when you go home, you're gonna question, like, man, I should have just said, like, I don't know why I just said, like, I feel bad. I feel like God, you know what I'm saying, is mad at me because I didn't say this, I say that. When I should have said it, I had the chance. Why didn't I just say it? You're gonna feel that way, and you're gonna repent. And guess what? I guarantee the next time you go out and you see somebody and they feeling how they feeling or whatever the situation is, you're gonna say something about God, and you're gonna teach them about God, and you're gonna let them know all that you can know about God, and you're gonna feel satisfied. You're gonna have peace in your mind and your heart and your spirit. You're gonna have peace and knowing that you did what you didn't accomplish the first time. You know, we all make those mistakes. We all make those misjudgments. You know what I'm saying? And we correct them. And that's why we're here, to correct them. You know? So that's what we have to do. You know, you got Moses, you got Jeremiah, you got Yeshua Jesus, you got Daniel, you got who else? John the Baptist. You got all these people that had to walk the earth and give out God words the way God ordained for their life to, you know what I'm saying, to be the way that God ordained for them to do it. And they did it no matter what it took, especially Jeremiah and Yeshua Jesus. Like those two, like when you read about them, it's like, man, it's like, wow, like you dealing with all type of people, you know? So it's like, in the book of Jeremiah, he didn't want to do it. He was young. He was a young boy. He didn't want to do, you know, what God was asking him to do at such a young age. But he did it because God told him, if you don't do this, then I'm going to let them people have you, you know. But that's the type of, that's just what God had to do for him. You know what I'm saying? We all made different. That's what God had to do for him. For him to do such a amazing job for God, such a brilliant job for God at a young age, God had to tell him that because God knew that's what he feared. You know? God know what we fear. God, so since God knew that he feared to go talk to all these people because Jeremiah knew the wicked, he knew how evil and how scary those people could be. But God needed his word spread it, so what God did? He used Jeremiah, a young child, to spread his word, to stiff-neck people, you know. But if Jeremiah never did that, God would let him have it with the people, you know. So, you know, God know what you fear, and the devil know what you fear. So, to you all that fear things, you need to pray against what you fear. Because the devil can use what you fear against you, and you know, it could come against you in a way that you wouldn't want it to. So remove fear from your heart and believe and trust in God, and that he will do things. Like, I've been through so much stuff, you know, in my life, but I know it's other people that have been through more than me. But just the things, just the small things that I've been through, are the big things I've been through, could change somebody else's life and the way they see life and the way they see things and the way they see God, you know. And they could be guided. They could be guided by the Holy Spirit to be changed. And one thing about it, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to convict you. You have to, once you've been corrected, you have to know it's wrong and you have to change it. That's what people fall short at. They read the Bible, right? And it might be many of you. They'll read the Bible and they'll see something and be like, oh, that don't pertain to me. So I'ma skip over that, or I'ma just not look at that. You know what I'm saying? That's not how you read the Bible. That's not how you come to God. That's not how you live for God. You see what I'm saying? That's not the way. When you do that, you missing out on knowledge. You missing out on saving a soul for God. You missing out on wisdom. You missing out on righteousness. You basically calling God a liar. And you're not doing the will of God in your life. Because you denying what's already written from God. You can't say that don't pertain to you. Every word in the Bible that God has written pertain to you. First off, one, you was unaware of it. Second off, you're not living on earth to just battle yourself. Third off, it wouldn't be written if God didn't want you to use it. So you have to lose that spirit. I don't know if that's a pride spirit. I don't know if that's a selfish spirit. Either way it goes, it's a spirit that shouldn't be in you. And you shouldn't be using it. So I feel anybody that's doing that, you have to lose that and ask God to help you with that. Because many people on this earth fall short just because of that. Oh, that don't pertain to me. How it don't pertain to you what if Yeshua Jesus walked this earth and seen the spirit in somebody and said, oh, that don't pertain to me because that's not me. I'm not the one that with the bad spirit. He didn't do that. So how can you? That's what the Pharisees in the Bible did. That's why they wanted to kill Yeshua. That's why they wanted to kill Jesus, because he was saying things that he knew they didn't even speak of. Why? Because they had that spirit in them. Oh, that don't pertain to me. We not gonna teach the people this because we feel like they shouldn't know this, but I know it. But I ain't gonna tell them because I don't want to be looked at as unclean. I don't want to be looked at as, you know, because they had what? The sheep clothing. They was wolves, but they had sheep clothing on. They was covering up the dirt. They was covering up the things they did, you know? Just a second, y'all. Oh, yes. Okay, so yeah, they was covering up things because they was aware of, that's the problem. When you with God, are you trying to live for God? You have to let everything be known that you learn, man. You can't not teach it. You can't not tell it. You can't not talk about it. You can't not deny it. Because when you're not, if you're aware of something and you're not telling people, you're denying the truth. That's bad. You know, and sometimes, yeah, we forget things we learned, but that's why we write things down. And sometimes we forget things we learned. That's why you go back to it in scripture. You go back to it. And that's what the Pharisees was doing when Yeshua was coming into the churches. Guess what they was doing? Everything Yeshua was saying, they was mad at. Why? Because they knew that they knew the knowledge of it, but they didn't want the people to have the knowledge of it. Because they wanted to still do their bad, but in people's faces, they wanted to look like they were just so good, and they was good sheep, and they wasn't. You know? That's the picture they was painting to the people. The people thinking they righteous and all holy and top of the top, and thinking that they this and that and they that, but in reality, they really wasn't. But that's the picture they painted for them. That's the picture they wanted them to see about them, you know? So, sometimes, you know, man, you gotta tell the truth. You gotta, you know, be honest. You gotta, you know, want to live for God and do for God. And be righteous for God. Because if you don't, those things are going to happen to you right there. and you're gonna lead people into the wrong way, and God is gonna deal with you. You know? That's why everything that I learn and know, I teach it. I'm not a selfish person. Why would I not want to let y'all know what God wants us to do, or how God wants us to live? Why wouldn't I want y'all to know that? That'd be selfish of me, right? Because I have the knowledge, but I'm not even speaking on it or teaching about it or letting y'all know nothing about it. I'm just keeping it to myself. No, I don't have pride, and I don't have, you know, anything against anybody to not want to tell them what God want for them. I pray for my enemies. And that's something else you all got to do. That's how you lose your pride. That's how God bless you even more. When you pray for your own enemies that hate your guts, that want to kill you, harm you, steal from you, take from you, mad at what you got, mad at how you look, all that. When you pray for them people and for God to fix their hearts, guess what? God fits in your heart at the same time. God fits in you up, you know? But you have to do it pure from the heart. You know, you have to do it pure from your soul. It has to be in you. And the only way it's going to be in you, like I said, is from God. And God will show you. God will show you. He will help you. He will fix you up to be able to do it. It's not going to just be there, you know. He has to fix you up to forgive somebody that hates your guts, you know. So that's just the thing, man. Y'all will learn. Y'all, you know, I know all y'all can do it. We all can do it. We always put on this earth for a reason. We always put on this earth to change for the better, you know. God didn't leave us here stranded like a lot of people may think. Oh, why God put us through this? Why God put us through that? Why you put yourself through it, you know? Why you didn't find God? You know, why you didn't believe? Why don't you believe? Those are things you got to ask yourself. Why didn't you just believe what God is telling you? You know? So, you know, like, man, we just have to want to change throughout this life. Like, this life that everybody living out here is so wicked and evil, they don't even understand why they doing what they do, you know? They don't notice that the badness that they doing is just building up on their life. You know, they have to see things for themselves, you know, one day. Or either they're gonna be dealing with God one day, you know. Like, I'd rather change myself and change the way that I am before I go home or before I leave this earth and God deal with me. I don't know about y'all, but me personally, I'd rather not see God on his bad side, you know, like, not bad side as in God is bad, but like, you know, just far as like him punishing me for the wrong that I did on this earth. You know, I'd rather see him for the good. I'd rather him say, son, you did great. You know, I'd rather see God loving me up, hugging me, kissing me on my forehead, however, and let me know how much he proud of me, you know, than to for him to question me and ask me, why didn't I do this or why didn't I do that? I don't want to go through that, you know. I don't want to be part of that. You know, I want to bow down to God and thank him for everything he taught me, everything he done for me, you know, getting me through the ups and downs, getting me through the mountains, helping me climb those mountains, helping me move those mountains, you know, helping me do all that he has done. You know, he complete my heart, he complete my soul. He gave me peace while I was here, you know what I'm saying, the valley of death. He gave me peace. You know what I'm saying? When you understand where you're living at, you will understand what God is trying to do for you while you're here. You know what I'm saying? No one else going to do for you the way God can do for you while you're here. You know? Yeah, people could be around, but they only around for temporary time because no man, no woman, no child, no beast knows when the time is up on this earth. No animal, no nothing knows when the time is up on this earth. Only God knows. So how long can you have a person here, you know what I'm saying, feeling like they're comforting you, they giving you, you know, that temporary love that you feel you need? But at the end of the day, if they leave this earth, who got you? God. When you know him. But when you don't know him, you're on your own. Because now that person has left. You know what I'm saying? You're grieving, you're crying, and going through it. And then you're going to feel empty. And that's how suicidal thoughts and all type of things come into play. Because you was dependent on a human being to be there for you, and now they done left because God done called them home. I called them, you know, because their time is up. And guess what? You stuck. You stuck. You know? So that's why we have to find God, man. We can't depend on man. We can't depend on flesh. We can't depend on, you know what I'm saying, money and all these other things that people out here depending on. We can't depend on that. Got to depend on God and God only. God is the only one and will always be the only one. That's why he wants you to come to him and repent for your sins and change your life.